Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley, and I have Luke Clayton, that old rascal, on the phone. Luke, today we're going to talk a little bit about zebra mussels and gar.
That's right, Cindy. Zebra mussels, they have become a huge problem in Texas and other states. There's a little lake out from Detroit where they really did a lot of damage, and I guess where they came to the forefront in the United States. But, you know, Cindy, zebra mussels, and I'm no biologist, but I am a fisherman, and I have to deal with the lakes here in Texas where I fish. Zebra mussels are tiny little mussels, not big at all, but what they do, they attach to freshwater mussels, to the shells, and they can be thousands of these little zebra mussels that get on the freshwater mussel, and when they do that, they inhibit their ability to open and shut. So they eat the zooplankton, they clean out a lake, in other words, an infestation of these zebra mussels will take away all the plant material, and it's just a clear lake, which is not a good ecosystem for fish, Cindy. So zebra mussels, different states are having different rulings about zebra mussels. Here in Texas, there's a brand new law that you cannot transport bait fish in your live well like you used to could. You know, you have to drain your water and clean off the boat and everything like that. That just went into effect the 1st of July, but I'm not sure the regulations in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado, but I know all the states are looking really hard at it. So we do have to be careful. They spread very easily. The larva is the way that you spread them in a live well or whatever. So zebra mussels are something that we've got to be aware of. And I guess in a certain situation, they're a good thing, but, you know, they cleanse the water. But here in the United States, where they're an exotic, they really clean the water too well.
Are there inspections you have to go through? How are they going to enforce this rule?
Really, what I know, it's a brand new regulation here in Texas. And I would imagine the game wardens will be at the boat ramps, and they probably will do some inspection, maybe some violations written for folks that don't heed the new law.
Speaking of fishing, tell us a little bit about gar fishing.
Gar fishing is really an underutilized fish, I think. It's like a freshwater tarpon, Cindy. There's alligator gar, and different states have different regulations where you cannot keep an alligator gar. I wouldn't keep one anyway, but there's a needlenose gar, and there's a spotted gar. I fished a good bit for all three species, but I'm not really into catching a 200-pound alligator gar. That's a big sport in a lot of the major rivers. The fishing for them is best in rivers. But here's the thing about a gar. A gar has a very bony mouth. In other words, the palate of your mouth or my mouth is, if you compared that to a gar, it's like bone, in other words. So you can imagine the problem of a hook set. It's really hard to get a hook set. So the way you fish for them is to, live bait is a dead ringer way to catch them. But put a perch, you know, 2 or 3 inch live perch under a floater, a good heavy floater that will, you know, keep him up. And the way I do it is fish maybe 3 foot deep, because gar have to roll. You've seen them come up and roll on the surface to gulp air. Well, so they're the top water column is where you'll find them. Keep that bait up high, and that old gar will come up and he'll grab that perch. And he doesn't tap it. Your line, you need your line in free spool, because he just starts zipping. And you'll see, you'll be sitting there, and all of a sudden your cork is moving fast along the surface. Well, don't set the hook. Leave your reel in free spool and leave your thumb on the reel, on the line. And that gar will stop. He may, a big 20, 30-pound gar may run 50 yards with one run. And when he stops, he'll engulf that bait, and then he won't swallow it, but he'll get it in his mouth, in the back of his mouth, and then you want a really sharp, strong, about a 3-aught, 4-aught hook. And you jerk back, and you can get the hook set. And then the fight is on, Cindy.
And that is the secret of catching a gar. Luke, thank you so much for being with us.
I enjoyed it very much. I look forward to being back with everyone next week. Support for High Plains Outdoors comes from the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Margaret Holmes Seasoned Canned Goods, Air Force, Air Guns, and Night Sight.